Welcome to this brand new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And welcome 2024. Yay. This is the first episode in the new year, and I'm recording it actually on New Year's Eve, so it's still 2023 when I'm creating this, but you'll hear this on January 1st, 2024. And please don't be scared of the title. It's sort of negative at first, but let me explain why I called this episode Happy New Fear instead of Happy New Year. I actually wish you a Happy New Year. Everything that you wish for and that you aim for is going to come true this year, but there's a different side to this. I think it was 2016 that I wrote in my diary, Happy New Fear. And back then, I was in a very negative headspace. So that was 8 years ago. And I was really lost and I felt bad about myself. I felt bad about my life. Though everything was going to plan, I still didn't feel good. So I wrote in my diary, Happy New Fear. And now we see this phrase pop up in different places and in different ways, but that is only secondary. So what I actually want to talk about is the hidden meaning of the word fear that I stumbled upon online, which I immediately took on as the new definition of fear for myself. Fear stands for face everything and rise. And to me, that is the ultimate meaning of fear. It means literally looking your fears in the eyes, understanding what you are afraid of, and moving towards it instead of away from it. And believe me, I am so good at moving away from my fears and avoiding everything I'm scared of. I'm so good at that. And I've been doing that for the majority of my life. Though I have accomplished a couple of things and a couple of things I'm really proud of, I'm still a very anxious person and I tend to avoid the things I am scared of. And what I'm realizing more and more is that that is not getting me far at all. It's blocking my personal growth. It's blocking the evolution of my life and the way my life is supposed to unfold and develop, and it's blocking my personal development. And I don't want that because I want to grow and I want to become better, and not in an obsessed way or obsessive way, because I think we can also get lost in this constant need for self-improvement, and that's also a way to avoid facing yourself and who you really are and sitting with the person you are. And that's about deriving your worth from outside accomplishments instead of yourself and your internal self-worth. And that's a whole problem in and of itself. But yeah, not growing is still not an option. So I want to get better, as I said. And one way I'm doing this is by facing my fears. I actually created my Face Everything and Rise list for 2024, where I have the very simple plan to do something I'm scared of every single day. And it could be a small thing, could be a really small thing, or a big one. It doesn't really matter. What matters is getting over fears and doing it consciously and actually reflecting on the process. And I hope that I'll be able to will have filled this list with 366 points at the end of 2024. And I really want to make this a very special year, and I want to make this count. And I just want it to be a very beautiful, enriching experience all together. And I want to move towards my goals. And in order to do this, I have to become less anxious. And I think that exposure therapy is the best kind of therapy. Because I'm going to be really honest, as I'm always, I considered going to therapy again. I have been through a 2-year therapy before because of something else, and then I went to a clinic for 2 months where I had intensive therapy sessions as well. And I was considering going to therapy again for my anxiety mainly. And then I thought, literally, what is the therapist going to say? Because I studied psychology, so I kind of know my way around those practices. So I thought, what is the therapist actually going to say? We're going to talk it through. And then he or she is going to recommend I actually do something I'm scared of. And so it's as simple as that. I do a whole lot of reflecting by actually recording this podcast, to be honest, but also a lot by writing. And it's not like I don't need therapy, because I think we can all totally learn something from it, take something away from it, and grow through it. But I also think that therapy is not necessary if you haven't even tried the things you know to be working. And I know that exposure therapy, as I said, or like exposure to fears, is probably my way to go. I'm like 98% certain, and if I'm being completely honest, I'm 100% certain. Those 2% are just an expression of my fear to trust myself. ironically. Yeah, so that's really my plan for 2024. I have a lot of great plans, a lot of cool things planned. I'm going to change this podcast a little bit. I really hope that you're going to continue following my journey and this ride, and that you'll decide to hop along if you're new to this. I will talk about this in my next episode, because this one is really dedicated to a happy new fear. As I said, it's gonna make you and me a lot happier to face fears and to look them in the eyes and derive more confidence from them, from overcoming them, than running away from them. And that's what I wanted to express with this episode, and I really hope I was able to do that. I really enjoy podcasting, and I enjoy recording and making new content a lot, and I will make sure to market myself in a different way in the coming year, because I want this to grow. And this is a decision I hadn't really made before, to be honest, and now I'm ready for it. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and recommend this to someone you know who could profit from it. And make sure to leave a review wherever you're listening. You can rate my podcast on different platforms. Please do so. It helps me out so much. And if you like Sweet But Salty and my work, then please make sure to show it by doing those things. Thank you so much in advance. I wish you all the best. I know this is going to be a fantastic year. Stay tuned, and I'll catch you on Thursday, when I will actually reveal the plan for Sweet But Salty in the future. All right, until then, bye.